Saints, if you would all look at the sermon title today, it's so appropriate for today. I think all the lay pastors would agree that this title is so appropriate for us today. What is our sermon title today? I didn't expect this to happen to me. Amen. Say all the lay pastors can shout hallelujah. Say, let us begin in prayer. Gracious God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have been in this place, Lord Jesus, before we even got here. We thank you, Lord, that even in the midst of our unexpected situations, Lord Jesus, that you are always prepared, you are always ready, you are always providing for each and every one of us. So we thank you for this day, Lord Jesus. We ask your blessing upon this message. Please, Lord, would you use this message to encourage us, to inspire us, Lord, and to allow us to become more and more like you. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And the people of God said, amen and amen. Praise God, saints. Why me? Why now? Oh, the nursery, my bad. Saints, we're going to dismiss for our nursery. For those that are ages 5 and under, Dominic is back there waving at everybody. So any young people may leave at this time. Our nursery is also available for our little ones. So back to Why Me, Why Now. This is part 2 of our sermon series that Pastor Toby kicked us off last week. Amen. And she's talked to us about when losses come into our lives. And then I'm here today to talk about, I did not expect this to happen to me. And praise God, Pastor Rick will be coming with us to us next week, amen, with the third part of this sermon series. And I believe it is called, How Long Are You Willing to Persevere? And then Pastor T is going to close us out with Sold Out Completely. So saints, this is a good time to reflect upon why me, why now? I did not expect this to happen to me. You know, a while ago, I had shared with you all that one of my greatest weaknesses is sports. Not good at any type of sports. But I am good at science. There is some things I'm good at. I love science. And when Pastor Rick was preaching a couple of weeks ago, he shared a quote from Sir Isaac Newton. And he talked about how there is a law. He didn't mention the name of the law, but he said there's a law by, and he didn't say the name of the person, but I knew who he was talking about as soon as he said it. When he said the law, he said, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. We've all heard of that, right? We all went to school and we've heard it. Even if we didn't like it, we were bored to death by it. We know we've heard it before. So we all know that for everything that happens in this world, there is an equal and an opposite reaction for everything that happens. So saints, it would seem like we would already be aware that when something good happens, we should already be acknowledging that we know that somewhere something bad is going to happen. Just the law of physics. That's the way it works out. The problem is, saints, the problem that I see that all of us have is we always expect the good. We always expect and anticipate the good in our lives. None of us ever expect anything bad or horrible or unexpected to happen to us. You know, saints, I realize that all of us expect to be healthy, don't we? We all get up thinking, I'm not going to have any kind of chicken pox or measles or rubella. I'm not gonna, none of that's going to happen to me. But how many of us have had chicken pox? Yeah. How many of us have had the measles or mumps or rubella or something? We've had something in our lives. So we expect health, but we don't ever expect to be sick. How many of us expect to have some money in our pocket? I hope so. I hope it's something in the pocket, in the bank book, in the checking account, the savings account, the penny bank. We expect to have some kind of money in our lives. None of us was born with money, but we expect to have it. We never ever think there's a time when we might reach down into our pockets and we might pull it out and it comes out with some lint instead of some cash. We expect to have wealth, but we never expect poverty. You know, this is one of my favorites. We all expect to be in love. We all expect to have someone. I love when people say, I just got to have someone in my life. I gotta have somebody to hold on to. But none of us were born with anybody holding on to us. Even I'm a twin, and I had to come out first, and Casey had to come out second. That was just the way it had to be. We could not come out together. So, saints, we all expect to have someone. We expect to have someone to treasure us, to love us, to be with us, saints. But we never, ever expect to be rejected. We never expect that someone would hate us or actually dislike us. Wow. Isn't that something special that we think that we are just unlikable? No one could ever dislike me. I'm just that good. You know, saints, we expect to grow up. When we're all little, we talk about, when I grow up, I'm going to be. Isn't it interesting, saints, that none of us in here has ever missed a birthday? Anybody ever miss it? You might try to ignore it. You might not tell anybody about it. But your birthday comes every year right on time. It's never late. It is never late. All of us expect to grow up, but none of us expect to get old. Isn't that weird? We know that every year we got a birthday, every year we add a year, but then someday we look in the mirror and we say, wow, when did that happen? When I started looking like that? And I'm thinking, didn't we all kind of know this was coming? You know, saints, we think about it. We all expect to be able to get up and run and jump and do jumping jacks and do all this stuff with our bodies, but we never expect that it'll become a day when we might have to sit down. That we might have to sit down, our legs gonna creep up on us, the back gonna ache a little bit, and we will not be able to move. We all expect every day to eat three meals. Who likes to eat three meals? Breakfast, lunch, dinner, some snacks in between. We expect to eat every day, but none of us ever expect that we should have to be hungry, have to miss a meal, have to fast a little bit. We expect sunlight every day. We all get frustrated when we open our curtains and see rain out there. What is that rain doing out there? Who told it to rain today? Who told it to snow today? We always expect sunlight, but we never expect rain. We all grow up thinking, I'm going to have a job. We expect we go to college, we get an education, and I'm going to have a job just because it's supposed to be so. But we never expect that there's going to be a time when we might be jobless. That no job is guaranteed to any of us, no matter what our education or our background is. Every single one of us expect that people are born into this world. We celebrate when babies come. We are so happy and excited. But none of us expect that people die. It's like, wow, I didn't expect them to die. And I'm thinking, you didn't? All of us should be expecting that, amen? Saints, after looking at these expectations, it would seem that it is time for us to change our expectations. Tell your neighbor, change your expectations. Change your expectations. I believe, saints, that it is time for us to stop living as if nothing unexpected or nothing bad is going to happen in our lives. You know, I'm not saying that we should live these dreary lives where everything is bad and horrible and horrific and scary and wrong, but we've got to find some kind of balance, where we can live life to the fullest and expect to live a full life, but we should also expect that some days in there are going to be difficult. Some of those days are going to be a little trying. Some of those days we're going to be lonely or sad or blue. Every day will not be a good day. So why am I asking us to change our expectations and live in this balance of knowing that some good things are going to occur and some bad things are going to occur? Well, saints, I want us to realize, and God wants us to realize, is that when the unexpected occurs, when life does not go as we would desire it to go, we as human beings have the greatest opportunity to acknowledge, number one, that there is a God. You see, as soon as things start going bad, we all look up to heaven. We all look up to heaven. Have you ever noticed, just like now, when Pastor Toby talked about the tsunami last week, and if you looked on the news just this morning, we have gone to war now, saints, with Libya. When I saw that, I was like, what? When did we go to war? How did this happen? So, saints, when all of these bad things start to happen, do you notice that all the God talk starts happening all at the same time, too? Everybody begins talking about God. Everybody begins saying we need to pray. Everybody begins saying we need to go to church. Everybody starts trying to get their lives right with God. It's interesting to me, saints, that everybody's saying all these things about God, and all this God talk is happening, and everyone's wondering what is God doing and why is God doing it. But my question is, why are you talking about someone who you believe don't even exist? The whole world begins talking about God when bad things happen. But before that, they were just saying, well, God doesn't even exist. Well, when the bad things happen and we're all crying out to God, I wonder for those people who don't believe that God existed before the bad thing happened, who are they talking to? Who are they wondering about? Why are even they bringing that name forth out of their mouths if they don't believe that God exists? So when the unexpected occurs, saints, we are able to acknowledge that there is a God. And not only do we acknowledge that there is a God, we acknowledge that we need that God. We need that God. Isn't it interesting when life is going good and everything's wonderful, saints? We humans think we can do it all. We got it all right. We can do everything by ourselves, saints. But the moment something goes wrong, we're like, please, God, help me. Help me, Lord. So when we live expecting the good and the bad, we can acknowledge that there is a God. We can acknowledge that we need God. And finally, we can acknowledge that God has given us the tools to guide us through this life. You see, I want you to read this scripture with me. If someone can put it up on over here, and I don't see anybody back there, so you might have to look in your bulletin outline. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that men and women of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. I want you to underline two words: thoroughly equipped. Thoroughly equipped. This was written thousands of years ago, saints. Thousands of years ago. The question is, what do we need to be thoroughly equipped for? What are we getting equipped for if nothing is going to happen? You see, saints, God created a world that is not perfect. There are going to be some ups and some downs. There are going to be some mountaintop experiences, and there are going to be some dark, dark valleys. There are going to be some beautiful sunny days, and there are going to be some terrible cloudy days. Now, saints, I want us all to realize we know this, but we need to say it more often. God is perfect. But the world that God created is not. God is perfect, but the world that we live in is not perfect. Now, I know many of us was beginning to question that, well, why would God create an imperfect world? Why would God do such a bad thing? Why does bad things even happen? But we're asking the wrong question, saints. We're asking the wrong question. The question is not, why do bad things happen? The question is, how are we supposed to live in spite of all of the things that occur around us? What are we supposed to do about it, saints? You see, saints, we cannot continue to live as if we don't know what's happening right around us. We cannot continue to live as if we have not been warned. We cannot continue to live as if we did not know. We need to stop saying we didn't expect this or we did not expect that to occur. Why is that? Because God has laid it all out clear in His Word. Now, saints, we may be able to say we don't like this situation happening, or we don't like this situation over here happening. We might even be able to say that it's not fair that these things happen. But the one thing that we cannot say, saints, is that we did not know. We did not know. We did not know that something unexpected or something bad was going to happen in our lives. That's why I love the Bible, saints. That's why the Bible is so special. Because this Bible, this Word of God, was put down by men and women years and years ago, thousands of years ago, to prepare and equip us for today. God has been completely honest with us about what is coming. God has been so plain and so clear about what it is that's going to happen in our lives. We already know what's coming. We know what to expect. Why? So that we may be thoroughly equipped. Thoroughly equipped. Tell your neighbor, get equipped. Get equipped. And our New Testament reading from the book of 2 Timothy, the Apostle Paul is preparing Timothy. Timothy doesn't know what's going to happen, but Paul's saying, I already know what you're going to go through. So I'm going to tell you that there is going to be some terrible times. Some terrible times. You know, saints, when we come up for our offering, we always say, what time is it? And we all say, offering time, right? But when we ask ourselves, what time is it that we're living in right now? We're living in terrible times. We're living in terrible times. Read this next scripture with me. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Sound familiar to anybody? Do you know anybody that loves themselves more than anything else? Do you know anybody that is in love with money? Anybody know somebody that's boastful, proud, disobedient to their parents? We should be running around the church for that one. Anybody know somebody that's ungrateful, unholy, without love? Ever felt unloved, especially by sometimes the people in your own house? Unforgiving. Maybe we don't have to look at somebody else for that one. Maybe we can look right at ourselves. Unforgiving. Slanderous. Sometimes we go to work and people say the strangest things about us, don't they? You're like, who are you talking about? You're talking about me? Self-control. That's a big reason why we're in the situation in our world right now. People cannot control themselves. The brutality is obvious and everywhere. Rash, conceited. I mean, all of these, saints, we see these all day, every day. We don't have to look hard to see this. We see all of these things, and isn't it interesting that they were not written today? We did not find this passage in the Cleveland Plain Dealer. We found this in the Word of God that was written thousands and thousands of years ago to equip us for today. Now, saints, I want you all to know that just because we know what to expect, it doesn't make life any easier. It doesn't make life any easier, even though all of us know that one day we're going to meet our Maker. It doesn't make it easier when we lose somebody. It doesn't make it easier when we know that we're not always going to be wealthy, that when we lose our money, that's not easy. Even though we know that all of us will not work for the rest of our lives, it does not make it any easier when we lose our jobs. This stuff that we're going through is not easy, saints. It's not easy for any of us. But what's so great about it all is that we all have some choices. We all have choices all the time. And saints, when these unexpected events happen in our lives, we can run around like complete fools. We can say, oh Lord, I just didn't know this was going to happen to me. Oh Lord, I just didn't know this was going to happen to me. Oh me, oh my, oh why. We can do all of that. Or we can choose wisdom. I love that word, wisdom. I love to pray Solomon's prayer that I want wisdom more than anything else. We can choose wisdom to know that this has happened to me. This has happened to somebody in my family. This is happening in the world. What are we going to do with the help of Jesus Christ? What are we going to do? You know, God knew fully what was going to be happening on the earth when he created it millions and millions of years ago. God knew fully what was going to be happening when he sent all the prophets before us and all of the people of God before us. He knew all that was going to be happening even now. That's why it's called the end times. And it's talked about clearly in the Bible. And so he knew when he created the prophet Micah from our Old Testament scripture reading. He knew when he gave us this gift and this prophet Micah, he was helping us to be able to be equipped for some terrible times. You see, when this prophet Micah came along, he knew about the terrible times that we were going to be having. He knew about the terrible times that they were going to have. Do you think it was easy for Micah to stand up and say, you know what, saints? We are living in a terrible time. Things aren't going to get any easier. Things aren't going to get any better until the Lord comes back. It's not easy to send out a message where it seems so bad. Who wants to hear a message of doom and gloom? We all want to hear all the good stuff, amen? But Micah was sharing something special with us. He was sharing with us that God sent us here on this earth to live in a distinctive way. He wanted us to live differently from everybody else. Tell your neighbor, God wants you to be different. We're not supposed to be like everybody else. If you're looking like everybody else today, you're doing something wrong, amen? A Christian is supposed to live differently. God created us to live differently. God created us to live prepared. Prepared. Why would God want us to be prepared? Prepared for what? The unexpected. The unexpected. God created us to live with courage. Why do you need courage unless you're about to go through some hard times? Why do you need to be brave if you're not about to face some challenges, saints? God expects us to live expectantly. Expectantly, saints. God wants us to live that like we know there are going to be some things that come about that are unexpected. And we're supposed to look up to the heavens and say, Lord Jesus, I didn't know exactly what was going to happen, but I knew something was going to happen, and I knew that you were going to see me through. Isn't that wonderful? You know, Micah is a prophet, and he has one of the best scriptures that we all know. We all have heard it. If you could read Micah 6:8 with me. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. God requires some things of us. And I figured out an easy way, because I'm always trying to figure out easy ways to memorize scripture. Key words: act, love, walk. Verbs. God expects us to pray, to be still, to be obedient, but God also expects us to have some actions. To love, to walk. Saints, we're called to a higher level of life. Micah was telling us, just like Paul was telling us, that they both knew that we were going to live in some terrible days, in some terrible times. Look at this other scripture from Micah 7:4b through 6. Now is the time of their confusion. Do not trust a neighbor. Put no confidence in a friend, even with him or her who lies in your embrace. Be careful of your words, for a son dishonors his father, a daughter rises up against her mother, daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the members of his own household. That's powerful, saints. That's powerful. Now, God is not teaching us to live fearful lives and, you know, mistrustful every single person on the face of the earth. But he wants us to be prepared and equipped that in times like this, we have to ask ourselves, can I trust everybody around me? Can I put confidence in friends that aren't really my friends? Can I embrace even sometimes my own husband or my own wife? You see, saints, we have to be watchful and aware and discerning of everything and everybody around us. And saints, that is why it is important to come to church. That is why it's important to have fellowship with other believers. So that when we are in doubt, I can at least turn to my neighbor and say, what do you think? Are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing? Is this a person of God? Am I, should I be questioning some things here? You know, we're all so quick to jump in a relationship and everybody around us is telling us, no, that's not the way to go. He or she is not the right one. Sometimes asking or listening to others around us and hearing their advice and their wisdom again is helpful when we're looking at these things, saints, because we are in terrible times. Everything that we just read in that scripture, we see. It's interesting, we turn on the television and we hear about a mother killing her children, or children killing their parents, or husbands killing their wives, or wives killing their husbands, saints. But God has already revealed that this time of confusion would be upon us. And we're living in it right now, right now. So Micah tells us some more of what to do. Read Micah 7:7 with me. But as for me, I watch and hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me. Again, God is telling us, watch, wait. Know that God will hear. Know that God will hear. Do we expect that God will hear us, saints? When things are going wrong and we're lifting up prayers, do we really expect an answer, saints? Do we really stop and take the time to sit and listen for an answer from God? You see, saints, our call during unexpected occasions, what God is asking of us during these hard and difficult days when we're saying, why me, why now? Our call is to be faithful. To be faithful, saints. If you came to Life Sharing this past week, the conversations were deep about how it is that as soon as something goes bad, we're quick to throw God under the bus. As soon as we face a little bit of trouble, we start losing our faith and we start doubting our faith. And, you know, we just say, God, you're not doing what we want you to do, and you're out. You're gone. But our call is to be faithful during the good times and the bad times. Our call is to be watchful and waiting and expecting the Lord will answer our prayers. We already know because God has already told us what to do, saints. He's been real clear. Now God is trying to prepare us. Are you getting prepared? Are you getting prepared and ready for what is already happening, saints, but what is yet to come? What is yet to come? Check yourself today. Where is your faith at? Where is my faith life at? Read this final scripture reading with me. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearance. When you ask yourself about your faith today and where you are, especially when you go through troubling times, how does your faith hold up to what the Apostle Paul says? When he's saying, I have fought the good fight. You don't fight if you don't go through anything. I have finished the race. You can't race if you're not running. I have kept the faith. How are you lining up with that today? And at the end of that scripture, he's saying, it's not just going to be awarded to him, but to all who have longed to see Jesus. You see, in those hard, terrible times, saints, many of us are saying, Lord Jesus, you can come right now. Have you ever said that? Let the rapture happen today, because it's so bad. Do you long to see Jesus? Do you desire to see Jesus more than anybody you've ever seen on the face of the earth? Do you expect to see Jesus every single day? Every single moment of your life, he says, I am with you. I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. That means he's present now. He's with me as I stand here. He's with you as you are sitting right there. Do you long to see Jesus? Do you expect to see Jesus? Can you hold on and wait and watch while Jesus does all that he is trying to do? You know, saints, this sermon series is real helpful because we all go through some hard days. We all ask, why is this happening to me and why is this happening right now? But we have more yet to learn, saints, because Pastor Rick is going to come back and he's going to talk to us about perseverance, saints, because we know these things are happening, but how do we push through it? How do we keep going and keep on keeping on when so much keeps happening to us? And saints, when Pastor Rick comes to us next weekend, he teaches us how to persevere, and we're going to get to this point, saints. We're going to get to this point, saints, where we're sold out. Sold out, saints. And that nothing, no matter what comes into your life, will be able to touch you, because you're that close with Jesus Christ. Sold out, saints. So I'm going to close us today with anticipation, expectation, saints, of what is coming next. God has given us a little, but he has much more in store for all of us. Let us pray. Gracious God, you are so good and so awesome and so wonderful, Lord Jesus. And even though, Lord, some of our days are so difficult and trying and hard, Lord Jesus, and we wonder why is this happening and we didn't expect it to happen, Lord Jesus. You already knew, Lord. You already had plans in place, Lord, for us to overcome and to succeed, Lord Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, that you are the God who knows every single detail of our lives. That all we need to do, Lord, is to humble ourselves, to seek you, to watch for you, to wait for you, Lord, to act, Lord, Lord. To love, to seek your justice, Lord, and to move, to walk. So we thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in our lives. And we ask your blessings in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And the people of God said, amen and amen. Praise God, saints. The doors of the church are open.